Oh, so you just can touch your pee-pee. Oh, you really can't stop. You just want to touch your tiny weeny peeny. Your little piece of beef. You're such a pathetic adult baby. Emulation and degradation is the art of demeaning or humiliating a consensual partner. Consent, obviously, is the most important thing, and so by listening to this file, you're consenting to be degraded and humiliated. Not forgetting the goal of this session, which is to let you feel embarrassed and ashamed of yourself and your way of touching your tiny weeny peeny. It is time to throw some chastity degradation into the mix. In this session, the basic message is the conscious forgetting and the subconscious knowing, which is going to be drawn out and repeated. Separate directions for the conscious mind and separate directions for the subconscious mind, maintaining the subconscious attention while dismissing the conscious attention, both with my suggestions and instructions and the pauses and mental fatigue. In this session, we are going to go through a series of patterns and imaginations. Hello, little one. How are you doing today? I'm so happy to have you here. I want you to relax yourself. I want you to let go of your body. You can either sit or lay down. Let yourself go. Feel relaxed and comfortable wherever you are. Shrug off all distractions. Let go of all your thoughts. Let go of your worries and tensions and stress and strain. Relax yourself more and more as you breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Close your eyes. Begin to drift down deeper and deeper, sinking into a very comfortable relaxation. I have a very little plush, soft, pinky blanket with me. Every part of your body will be covered with this blanket, and you'll become completely relaxed. You'll become deeply relaxed. I want you to imagine this blanket starting to cover your toes and your feet, all the muscles, all the nerves and your feet are becoming limp, loose and relaxed. 86. Breathe in and out. 84. Breathe in and 83. Out. 82. Now, this plush, soft, 80. Baby, 75. CC blanket 78. Is moving up 76. To your ankles, 75. And your ankles are becoming weaker 75. And weaker. From your ankles is moving up to your calves. All the muscles in your calves, all the nerves in your calves are beginning to feel limp and relaxed. And you're falling deeper and deeper into a very peaceful relaxation. I want you to focus on the sound of my voice. I don't want you to think about anything. Well, I already know that you have a very tiny brain, so you can't even think, even if you want to try. Allow me, mommy, to make all the thinking for you, to make all the decisions and suggestions for you. Absorb my suggestions deep into the depth of your brain. Absorb my instructions into the depth of your thought and your mind. Feel yourself letting go to the sound of my voice, shrinking into my suggestions and commands, knowing that you're safe and secured. I will never say or make you do something that will hurt or harm you. You're in safe hands. Breathe in and out. Feel safe and secure. And you are always in control. You can always snap out of this session if you feel uncomfortable at any point in time. Just sitting or laying there, you can feel all the muscles on your body letting go, feeling limp and loose. Now, the plush blanket is moving up from your calves to your knees. Let my voice make your knees weak. Let your knees feel weaker and weaker with every word that I say. All the muscles and nerves in your knees are now limp and loose. Moving up all the way your body, from your knees to your thighs. All the muscles and nerves in your thighs, all around your hips, is now beginning to feel loose and limp. You're losing control of all the muscles and the nerves on your body. You're submitting to every word that I say as you sink deeper and deeper into the furniture that you're resting on. As you listen to the sound of my voice, as you breathe in and out, you're letting go more and more. You're letting loose of yourself. Feel this blanket moving slowly up from your thighs and your hips to your waist. All the pain in your waistline is beginning to flow out of your body as you breathe in and out. All the tension in your waist is beginning to let go as you breathe in and out. You're letting go more and more and falling deeper and deeper into relaxation. From your waist all up, this blanket is going to your stomach. Your belly, your abdomen is beginning to let go and let loose. All the muscles in your stomach, the muscles and nerves in your belly, your abdomen is letting go and letting loose, settling down and sinking deeper and deeper into a very peaceful, calm and tranquil relaxation. moving all the way up to your chest. You're feeling limp and loose. All the problems on your chest are now letting go. Your subconscious and your conscious mind is beginning to let go of all your worries and all your cares, because they are beginning to flow out of your mind. And if a thought does intrude, you would gently let it go away and thinking only of relaxation and letting go of all the tensions, or letting go of all the stress, letting go of all the pain, letting go of all the strains in your entire body. All of your muscles are now becoming loose and limp. All of your muscles are letting go. And you're beginning to feel pleasantly drowsy. You're beginning to feel carefree and relaxed as you sink further and further into yourself with no stress, no cares, no worries, and all the muscles on your body limp and loose. And this blanket is now moving all the way up from your chest to your shoulders. Let your shoulders drop. Feel your shoulders letting loose. Feel your shoulders relaxing from your shoulders to your arms, to your hands, your fingers. All of the nerves, all of the muscles are beginning to let go and let loose as your entire body is beginning to feel relaxed more and more with each word that I say. Now the blanket is moving all the way to your neck, from your neck to your back. You are beginning to let go of all the muscles, letting go of all the tension and strain in your neck and your back. Letting loose and feeling relaxed more and more. Now the relaxation is spreading from your neck all the way up into your head. You are now beginning to feel relaxation spreading from your mouth to your lips. From your lips, you're beginning to feel so relaxed, limp and loose. To your cheeks, and your eyes are now relaxing more and more. The muscles in your forehead are becoming more and more relaxed. More and more relaxed. You are beginning to feel limp and loose. You are now feeling like a limp stuffy. You are now feeling floppy and droppy, because you seem to have lost a lot of control of your body. All the muscles in your entire body, from the tips of your toes to the top of your head and your scalp, you are becoming more and more relaxed, drifting down and downwards, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. I know you're such a pathetic adult baby, a little adult. What you thought? You're such a baby. Babies and toddlers are not supposed to have an erection. You're not supposed to ump your diapers. As a matter of fact, you're not supposed to touch your teeny weeny peeny. You're not supposed to play with your honey pot. in between your legs is now something you need permission to touch. Now I am going to count from 10 to 1. As I count down, you will continue to drift down and down, pleasantly going deeper and deeper into a peaceful and tranquil relaxation. 10. Drifting deeper and deeper with each count. 9. 8. 7. Floating gently and downwards with each count. 6. 5. Knowing you're halfway down, drifting deeper and deeper with each count. 4. 3. 2 and 1. You're now breathing pleasantly, you're breathing slowly, and your whole body is drifting deeper and deeper with each easy beat of your heart. With each breath that you take, you're becoming more and more relaxed, more and more letting go. Are you feeling a type of sensation in between your legs? You are such a pathetic little thing. I'm supposed to not let you touch your teeny weeny peeny or play with your honey hole. Don't worry, I'm going to advance into dressing up for you in a very slutty women's lingerie. I'm making you go out with your cage, dressing you all up like a little girl, so you won't be able to touch your teeny weeny peeny. You're such a pathetic, gosling little worm. You're such a tonsil jockey, wanting you play with yourself with every slight opportunity that you get. You're such a piggy, isn't it? I'm supposed to make you my tray, you know what I mean? You're supposed to be mommy's playful licking little cow. Cry, cry, baby. All you need is an attention, and I'm not really going to give so much of it to you. Now your body, your whole self, you're aware of everything, and yet you're not fully aware. You're listening with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind is far, far away and not listening. Your conscious mind is far, far away and not listening at all. Your subconscious mind is fully awake and listening and hearing everything, while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and very deeply peaceful. You can relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge right now. And as this is happening, with your eyes closed, let your subconscious do all the listening, thinking of what to do with my little touching junkie, thinking of what to do with you, my little huddled receptacle rag, thinking of how to deal with you. You are so pathetic. You want to be an adult, baby. You want to be a little adult, and yet you want to touch your teeny weeny little pinny piece of meat every single opportunity that you get. You're such a dumb adult, baby. I know what to do with you. You're not even worthy to be mommy's footstool. And now I'm going to put you on in a cage, because that is where your filthy, dirty little slaughter self, that is where you belong, being locked away. You would beg, you would weep, and I would ignore you like a pathetic little worm. Knowing your subconscious mind knows, and because your subconscious mind knows, your conscious mind does not need to know and can stay relaxed and not minding while your subconscious mind stays wide awake. You have much potential in your subconscious mind, which you don't have in your conscious mind. You can remember everything that has happened with you before you turn your little self into a pathetic, teeny-weeny, touching worm. But you cannot remember everything with your conscious mind, because you are so dumb like a maggot. You can forget things so easily, and with forgetting certain things, you can remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember and forgetting what you need to forget. It does not matter if you forget. You need not remember, because I know you don't even have brains. You are such a touchy junkie. And now you're going to stay in a cage where you belong. And the key to your chastity cage is going to be hanging around mommy's neck. And not only putting you in a cage, I am going to dress you all up like a little needy crying baby. You are going to be well dressed, and I'm going to dress you up like a little girl. You would whimper, you would cry, you would just as an attention seeking little worm. Remembering what you need to remember. Remembering that I am in control and that mommy has the key. Hanging around mommy's neck. And you can get it, and yet you can touch your teeny weeny peeny little piece of meat. You are so small. You are like a trinket. A very tiny little trinket. You are like a carrot, you know. Now your subconscious mind will remember everything that you need to know. And what you need to know is that you're just a pathetic little rover, a little skank. I don't care about your useless waste of a warm self. Worthless piece of warm. That is who you are, you little touchy weeny peeny junkie. Your subconscious mind would remember and listen, while your conscious mind just forgets and drift away more and more into relaxation. And as your eyes are closed, you're now listening with your subconscious mind. And now mommy wants you to nod your dumb ass head in regards to yes. You should be ashamed of your little self. As you continue to listen to me with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind falls deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. Letting your conscious mind stay deeply into relaxation and allow your subconscious mind to continue to listen to me and obey mommy, knowing that you're safe and secured with mommy and that mommy will never do anything to hurt or harm you, and that you are almost getting to a close. You know that you want to be exposed, you little one. You want mommy to expose you as a dirty little adorable girl. You want to be mommy's adorable, helpless, chastised baby girl, dressing you all up and putting you in chastity. I am going to double up your diapers. So even if you try to touch yourself while being in chastity, you won't feel nothing. Even if you try to ump like a wimp that you are, it wouldn't even make any sense. I know you know that exposure is a drill and a risk. And the bigger the risk, the greater the thrill. I will not give you the thrill of exposing you to my friends so that they can tease you at dinner, huddle you around, and peep through your tiny weeny beanie underneath your frilly little girl's cat. You're so pathetic, you little piece of work. I will not give you the thrill. I know you desire to be humiliated, so you're supposed to be ashamed. It's embarrassing, but somehow pretty embarrassing that you can't keep your hands off your teeny weeny peeny little piece of muggle beef in between your legs. No, I won't give you the benefit of the thrill of exposing you. I would rather let you wimp and cry and be needy in the closet, because that is where you belong. It is time to come back to waking consciousness. I want to invite you to return to the present time and place, fully aware of your surroundings, and also let this session be embedded into the depths of your subconscious to be used as a tool whenever you feel the need to. As I begin to count to five, you can once again find yourself emerging from trance, feeling ashamed and embarrassed, feeling refreshed, relaxed, and fully aware, feeling more comfortable, and feeling so much better about yourself than you've ever been. You dead little wimp. 1. Beginning to emerge from trance little by little. 2. Coming a little more out of trance, feeling the air on your face. You're now beginning to hear every other sound around you. 3. You're now sensing the furnishing on which you're resting your pathetic little self. 4. You're now almost out of trance, feeling more and more aware of your surroundings. And 5. Eyes open. You are now feeling refreshed, invigorated, and full of energy. You are now feeling better now than you've ever felt in a long time. How do you feel? I'm so sorry for saying things that you don't like in this session, if there's any. And I'm so happy that you could come back here around. I'm so happy. And if I didn't say enough, I have to be careful because of Etsy's terms and policies. Thank you so much for coming around. And so before coming back to full awareness, I want you to know that I don't really mean any of the things that I said to you. It is just for the sake of recreation, and that you are consenting to it. Take whatever time you need now to consider those ideas, to allow your mind to examine things from every aspect and the lessons and possibilities. Consider them, absorb them deeply into your very being, thinking about how best to enjoy and use them. And when you've had enough time to process and learn from this session, it is time to bring the session to a close, a very comfortable close, and you can start coming back to the present at whatever rate is right for you. So when you're fully prepared to get yourself back in full awareness of the room around you, feeling ashamed and embarrassed, and knowing that you have finally settled something important, please take a few more minutes to rest, relax, listen to the sound of your breathing, and enjoy the lovely warm sensation of physical relaxation of chastity, degradation, and humiliation session. If you have the time, feel free to fall asleep. You will wake feeling completely rejuvenated, feeling completely embarrassed and ashamed of your chastity cage, and feeling refreshed, feeling invigorated, feeling full of energy and well relaxed. You know that I love you so much and I care so much about you. You know I don't mean any of those. You know mommy loves you too. I hope I'll see you again. Kisses.